International law is dead. And it's not because of the U.S., it's because of China. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. There's a lot of news happening this year. That's why we created a free email newsletter for you. Every week, we'll send you links to all the episodes we published and a little bit of extra bonuses covering all of the things that are happening in the world. Click below to sign up for free. So there's been a lot of talk these days about international law. Somewhere in the world, a history major is thinking, yes, my diploma is not worthless after all. Ever since the U.S. captured Venezuelan leader Maduro and started dictating the terms for Venezuela's future earlier this month, the internet has exploded with people questioning the legality of Trump's attack. Though to be fair, Trump probably isn't sure about the legality of it either. He kind of just governs like a novice D&D player takes actions. I can't do that? Let's roll for it. People are also saying the U.S. is crossing lines, tearing down norms, destroying the liberal rules-based order, opening the floodgates of the might makes right, creating dangerous precedents and more. Which is crazy, because that precedent was set over 20 years ago, thanks George W. Bush. But guess what? The world's authoritarians are jumping on the bandwagon as well. We've got Russia preaching about norms of international law. Yes, that Russia. This is like the pot calling the kettle an invading dictator. Meanwhile, Cuba is preaching about UN principles. And Hamas is condemning Maduro's capture as a grave violation of international law. Yes, that Hamas. The same organization that went around killing and raping Israeli civilians and using Palestinian civilians as meat shields and claiming the moral high ground that they'll probably dig tunnels under and put civilians on top of. Same goes for Iran, North Korea, and of course, China. What's especially crazy is that people are treating the Maduro case as though it's the straw that broke the camel's back on the rule-based international order. But the Trump administration is not responsible for the erosion of rule-based order. That honor goes to the Chinese Communist Party. Sorry, Trump. Oh, you want some examples? Well, I've got a few. Like when China planned a car collision attack during the 2024 visit to Prague of Taiwan Vice President Xiaobi Kim. Didn't hear about that? Exactly my point. This wasn't the actions of some rogue Chinese citizens. Prague intelligence officials said this was part of a larger plan plotted by Chinese diplomats and intelligence officers. Which is also crazy, because if they really wanted her to die in a car, they could have just offered her a Chinese EV. Or how about the way China continues to violate World Trade Organization rules by flooding markets all over the world with cheap Chinese crap and using slave labor, which I'm pretty sure goes against a lot of human rights laws. Unless they updated those laws recently to say, nah, JK, slavery is tight. Don't even get me started on what they've done to the Uyghurs. Mass deaths, sexual abuse, torture, targeted detentions, forced sterilizations, family separations, mass labor transfer schemes, and transferring children to state-run orphanages and boarding schools. They're like the Simpsons did it meme, but for crimes against humanity. As for territorial sovereignty, oh boy, I could go on and on. So I will. There's the 2016 Hague ruling, which overwhelmingly ruled in favor of the Philippines' claims in the South China Sea. Rather than abide by the ruling, China has doubled down on its claims over Filipino waters, using water cannons against Filipino ships to quote-unquote protect its claim, and building military bases on artificial islands in Filipino waters. There's also the Convention on International Civil Aviation, also known as the Chicago Convention, which stipulates that aircraft must get permission to go over other countries' airspace. Remember the Chinese spy balloon that went all the way across the U.S.? Pepperidge Farm remembers, because they also got spied on. And what about the Chinese aircraft that dip around Taiwan all the time? China has also violated, or at least come close to violating, the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations on multiple occasions, because sometimes they like to get obscure when breaking rules. Lithuania kicked out 3 Chinese embassy staff members in 2024 for doing it, though it didn't provide specific reasons. In 2021, France brought up the Vienna Convention when it summoned a Chinese envoy led by Chinese bully Liu Xiaoye for insults and threats against parliamentarians and a French researcher on social media. Yes, they're even trolling online. No wonder Trump is mad at China. They're stealing his style. That same year, China violated the Vienna Convention's rules on allowing diplomatic communications with citizens by denying Canadian diplomats access to the court trial of Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor, two Canadians who were kidnapped by the CCP. They were only on trial because Canada arrested Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Chinese tech giant Huawei, at the U.S.'s behest for her role in violating Iran's sanctions. They're taking hostages as punishment for someone getting arrested for breaking the law. That's like saying, you think what they did was a crime, we'll show you a crime. The same thing happened with Australian diplomats, who were denied access to the trial of Australian writer Yang Hongjun. The one time an Australian may not have been a criminal. Meanwhile, China joining a treaty for fighting illegal fishing is not the major milestone that the headlines make it out to be. Because China still allows and even encourages tons of illegal fishing, like this fishing fleet swarming the waters of Peru. They do more fishing than a Nigerian prince. If you understood that reference, it's time to schedule a colonoscopy. In fact, it's gotten even worse. This red glow visible from space is an illegal Chinese fishing fleet hunting squid. There's also China's violations of the Antarctic Treaty. The treaty stipulates that all territorial claims must be suspended, the region to remain demilitarized and nuclear-free, and the primary goal is for cooperative scientific exploration. But to China, a treaty is just a suggestion. And they're like a dramatic drag queen who takes any suggestion as a personal attack. That treaty also bans the exploitation of marine and mineral resources, and yet China has conducted undeclared military activities in Antarctica, is building up a case for a territorial claim, and is engaging in minerals exploration there. Don't even get me started on what they did to Hong Kong. I could go on and on about China's transnational repression, its ecological disasters, and quintillions of broken promises, but I think you get the point. The TLDR of it is, come on, you know? The U.S. being a superpower alone doesn't make other countries, ally or foe, meaningfully hold each other to certain standards. As much as many countries, especially in the West, love to preach about holding countries accountable, they don't really do that if money's on the line, and China knows it. That's also why China is not waiting around looking for some new justifications to attack Taiwan. It's already preparing to do that, and has been for decades. The only reason it hasn't acted with kinetic warfare so far is because it's not able to because of the threat posed by the U.S. military, not because of some laws or precedents set by others. If only the U.N. were more vocal about criticizing China for its violation of international law, but unfortunately the U.N. and so many other international bodies have been co-opted by pro-China forces. They wouldn't dare talk about China the same way they talk about the U.S. Here's the thing that people need to get in their heads. All this talk about rules-based order is a facade. The world has always operated on might makes right, and where great powers carve out spheres of influence. History is written by the winners. The pen is mightier than the sword, but only when wielded by people pretty good at swinging a sword around. Trump didn't rewrite the rules of engagement like what a lot of people are claiming. He hasn't paved the way for authoritarians to rip the world to shreds. Trump's reacting to a war other countries have already been waging against the U.S. We definitely know China's preparing to use Latin America to attack the U.S. Chinese state-run media said so. Why is this not a bigger story in the mainstream media? You know how terrible that is? Their plan, yes, but also the fact that I had to actually watch Chinese state-run media. I'm apparently the only one. The sooner we realize the reality of the world we live in, the sooner we can actually act accordingly and better counter authoritarians like China. If you get that now, then congratulations, you are better armed for cognitive warfare. But if you really want to be prepared, sign up for the free weekly China Uncensored newsletter. You'll get the inside scoop on things we don't cover in our episodes. Plus, you'll get links to every episode we publish that week, so YouTube can't bury us with the algorithm. Just click here or the link below to sign up for free. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.